This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in our cattle markets today?
Well, Leslie, we saw a two-sided trading affair today in the cattle market, but by the end of the day, live cattle closed strong to the upside. Feeder cattle were mixed. Now, the feeders didn't really make any new highs for the current move, but the live cattle did. They traded above yesterday's highs, so we saw some new highs made. The box beef continued to work higher, $1.58 higher on choice at midday, $2.17 higher on selects, moved 70 loads, saw an estimated kill day of 113,000 head. There was really no other fresh news in the cattle market, but the hog market, and I can't really tell you why, it had a big surge to the upside today with the December contract having its highest trade for the month of October. On the close today, October live cattle, $1.97 higher. December live cattle, $1.52 higher. October feeders were 12 cents lower. November feeders, 30 cents higher. And December lean hogs up $1.87.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Generations of families have depended on Mueller Metal Roofing for style, beauty, and durability. And through the years, many great memories have been made under each Mueller Metal Roof. Our 26-gauge steel panels and 30-year limited paint warranty give you peace of mind that your roof will protect your family for generations to come. And we offer a gorgeous palette of more than 30 designer colors to choose from and a wide variety of panel styles to get the look you desire. Buy with confidence, knowing that your metal roof is manufactured by Mueller, a company that has provided quality metal products for over 75 years. So why wait? Go online now at MuellerInc.com to view our color selector tool, which allows you to see a full range of panels and colors on different home styles. Join other families by making Mueller the name you know and trust for all your steel building and metal roofing needs. Call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a representative at one of our sales locations in central and eastern Oklahoma. That's 877-2-M-U-E-L-L-E-R.
Tom, what led to higher prices across the grains?
Well, Leslie, it was kind of a quiet trading session. News-wise, extremely quiet. We had strength in the overnight trade, and a lot of it carried into our day trade today. The soybeans had the best upside, but came off their highs the most. And a late rally in the corn and the wheat pushed them back up near their highs of the day at the close. We didn't have anything to really talk about, so I believe most of our upside was technical in nature. On the close today, December KC wheat was up 4.25, March KC up 4 cents, December Chicago wheat 5.5 cents higher. December corn closed up 3.75, March corn up 3.5, November soybeans were up a nickel today with the January contract up 5.5 cents, and we saw December cotton today close down 61 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network.